wasn't much online about you. Oh, you know, you should really get on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok.
I find social media to be a soul-sucking void of meaningless affirmation.
Could I make one point?
We're so self-important.
Let's rock.
Isn't that wonderful?
You may even get tired of winning.
For the children.
Stand up, Chuck. Let them see you.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
Turn on mic. Begin third hour. Say following. AM 770, KTTH,
Brian Suits Show. Don't forget to pause. For effect.
Pause for effect. And pause. You know, I like that. I'm a lot more comfortable with your new script plan. I like these. So
imagine what we can do next.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause.
Guess where you're not seeing that, by the way. Yeah, and you're correct, MSNBC. No word on him losing his marbles, and everybody knows what happened. And you know, and they'll tell him, they'll script off-the-cuff remark that you insisted we include. I'm waiting for him to say, imagine we could do with four more years, off-the-cuff remark I insisted we include. And that's effectively what he did here.
He used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
Hairy legs.
So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
No, so Wild Stab, as you recall, folks, that's still the most accurate folks anecdote he's ever given. And he wasn't running for anything. That's how he sounds when nobody is checking his work on that. So
imagine what we can do next.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause.
So I mean, you can hear the sound of them hitting their foreheads on stuff, but we'll get to that. There's plenty of folksy anecdotes to be made all over the place. Don't be that guy. When you put your carry-on on the X-ray conveyor belt, have you ever been in an airport where someone walked away from their bag? They have to have one of those TSA slugs standing there to say, sir, your bag, sir, your bag, sir, your bag. Because there's so many people that will put it on there and then they outpace their own bag. And they'll get there through the metal detector and they'll go, why am I here again? And they start walking because they're thinking about the plane they're about to miss. And then if you do get separated from your bag, they lock the airport down. So don't be that guy. But a bunch of people this week have earned their counter malarkey tabs, and I still got to do a run of that guy tabs. Anyway, a carry-on bag caused a security breach. This time, though, you can blame TSA. Long lines and delays to get to the gate at SeaTac. This was Sunday night. It is now Thursday. I get up here, fake Wednesday. Got here, found out it was Thursday, practice Friday. But I knew that. At 7:55 p.m. Sunday, an equipment malfunction at a security checkpoint prevented a passenger's carry-on bag from being properly searched. So, in other words, the X-ray went down. TSA spokesperson Lori Dankers says, Dankers did not say why the person's bag needed to be searched, because everybody's does. I don't know either. I didn't mind, back when you would open it and sort through it, I never minded that. But anyway, now we X-ray it, and then, oops, you brought the wrong bag. And I'm hearing there's a guy being detained in the Caribbean, an American in the Caribbean. It's one of the ones with an and in it. It's one of those countries. And anyway, in the Caribbean, because he had a round of ammo. Okay, many times people, such as me, such as, we'll have a range bag, and then you say, I need a carry-on, I need an overnight bag. Perfect, there's my range bag. And you should always shake it out, because you'd be surprised what you just found, a key, a round of ammo, whatever. A round of ammo is not a weapon, okay? It goes into a weapon, which fires the round of ammo. So at Burbank, I inverted the bag, and a couple rounds of range ammo, hardball 9mm, came out, and there was a Burbank cop watching this, and he just looked at me and he goes, range bag? And I went, yep. And he could see I wasn't Harry Connick Jr. I was not going to try to carry on a handgun. It was just a errant round of ammo. So this guy in whatever it is, Stearns and Foster, whatever, one of those Caribbean Olympic countries that you hear about every 4 years and they have an and in their name. He had a round of hunting ammo, and right before it went through the x-ray, he said to his wife, I don't know why it got there, but it got there. And in this particular country, Dutch administration, you can't even have a round of ammunition on the plane you get on. So he said to his wife,
that's not mine. Yeah. I don't even know what this is. This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
Try that, baby. But he said to his wife, I think there's a round of rifle ammo in there. Because he's a deer hunter. And why it was in a range bag, I don't know. But anyway, if you know that, I got to say, I've never been to a metal detector where you can't pull the bag off and go to a Polizei, a security guy, and say, I'm afraid that a round of ammo might be in here. Can you search it, please? They will hand search it, and if they find that, they'll impound it or whatever. But anyway, this guy is being detained for an interminable, unknown amount of time.
Right to jail.
And so what happened at SeaTac on Sunday night, and by the way, that's dumb if you don't know what's in the carry-on. Because that's what Harry Connick said. Oh, my loaded handgun, I didn't know that was in there. How do you lose track of that?
Well, you right to jail.
He found a way. He found a way. Anyway, TSA stopped security screenings while Port of Seattle searched for the passengers because the passenger was, they found something that required further search, and they separated themselves from the bag. So they shut down the whole thing. So there you go. Give me a call, and you have a complimentary That Guy tab. I don't really have That Guy tabs, but I want to make them for that guy. So, because he's that guy. So how did Boeing lose $355 million in the first 3 months of the year? The first quarter losses out yesterday before the market opened. Guess what? Stock tanked. It might recover today. The American first quarter was not super healthy, but don't blame Joe Biden because you're going to be fired from MSNBC because he's doing everything for the economy anyone can. I heard that exchange from KJP yesterday that probably no American president has ever done as much. There was, but anyway. The first quarter financial results reported Wednesday, a charge of $443 million in compensation paid to airlines. So Southwest is reporting their earnings this morning. we have your Microsoft and Alphabet, Google owner Alphabet, are the latest tech companies to report earnings. Caterpillar apparently did well. Merck, probably great. Honeywell, not so much. Bristol-Myers, Squibb, probably really good. Northrop Grumman, they had a great year. Royal Caribbean, I heard, not doing good. So, airlines in general, not great this first quarter because, you know what, people don't want to fly on things that have a door plug in the first place.
And that is not real.
A door plug that flies off. And why is that? Because when they bought your good, and your good is the reason that they lost money, if you read the fine print, that's on you. That's how you do business. It could be Airbus. They could pay you in euros or light pastry with a light cream sauce. In this case, dollars, thank you. $443 million in compensation paid out to airlines forced to ground their MAXs for about 3 weeks. So that's 3 weeks of revenue because Hanrahan in Renton had his mind on softball league instead of making a 737 and the thing shipped without bolts in the door plug. So thanks. Hope you enjoy your Boeing-sponsored softball league. I'm sure they have that. They must do that in Renton, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what? They're not welcome at the at Brian's wiffle ball league. Thank you very much. But there's more. The government gets to get some too. So if you had to ground the similar aircraft because it had to be inspected, they have to compensate you. I had a vehicle with a mandatory recall, and they paid me for the 3 days it took to put the frenulator in correctly, which I felt was fair. And they gave me a giant wrapped dealer car and the whole thing. And I didn't even buy the car from there. I bought it from another place, and they paid me fairly for 3 days to drive their advertising around. In a message to employees focused not on the financial results, but on the struggle to get control of production quality, interim CEO Dave Calhoun, Calhoun, conceded yesterday morning in an email that in the near term, we're in a tough moment because the government will always leave Boeing in the black. Okay, but you're bleeding red also because the government wanted their money. Because you can add to the $443 million for airlines paid because of lost revenue. How about the $222 million write-off in the Defense Division? Google it, pretty big. Because of added costs on the KC-46 tanker. That's a DC-10. And the KC-46 is being forced on the Pentagon. It's showing on a monthly basis they really don't want it. But Boeing keeps having to add, even though the Pentagon has now signed the contract, Boeing is delaying production because they keep adding on things to make it like air-to-air refuel planes and stuff. The only thing older than the Air Force's Boeing B-52 fleet is the Air Force's Boeing 707 KC-135 fleet. Those things, we were talking about this last hour, the youngest Boeing B-52 in the U.S. Air Force fleet is 62 years old. The tankers are older. That's insane. But what are you going to replace it with is what the Air Force always says. There you go. That's the reason. And that's the reason that your SeaTac was shut down on Sunday. And then there's two stink eyes that no one wants in the airport. One of them is be that guy that makes a joke about a bomb and shuts down the clearance point or whatever. Or number two, be that guy that makes a similar joke while on the plane. And you just made your problem their problem. And everybody will look at you with the same look of disdain that I'm looking at anyone who gives me disdain. And I have a really good disdainful look. I had a reason to employ it yesterday. I forgot what it was. So I think I've learned the power of my best disdainful look, and I'm deploying it unnecessarily.
Show it to me.
Oh, that's what it was. Local reference inbound. Okay, so I got. Did I tell you about the nasty gram I got about the pothole in front of my mailbox?
No.
By the gentleman employee of our story, U.S. Postal Service, who made the pothole. So he said, if that's not fixed, and fixed, didn't define what fixed meant, I can't call God's County and say, get here and fill this pothole. Not their job. He made it. He's the only person that drives off the shoulder in front of my mailbox. I don't even do that. The garbage guys are on the other side of the driveway. They go, they stay on the pavement. They walk to put the garbage can next to the little lifter thing. Then they stay on the pavement on their way out. And so I had to see the postmaster. I mean, what a puffed up title is that? I went to the next available, window, and I said, yeah, I got this in my mailbox. And now I'm a thing for work where people earn money in a real job and then put food in their head hole where I work. It's late because it came up as undeliverable because of this unholy marriage between Amazon and the post office. They're relying on you slugs to drop off my work stuff, and it came back as undeliverable. And then I showed him, and she said, let me go get my postmaster. So anyway, this guy he's making faces at me as he walks up to the window because apparently he's doing something really important, and he can't take a constructive complaint from a courteous customer so far. And I took pictures of my fix, because my fix was my horse rancher friend Seth gave me two Home Depot buckets of gravel because I eyeballed it. And I said, yeah, I need half a square foot of gravel, and I can take my snow shovel and I can, or my car, and I can level it. So I put two Home Depot buckets of gravel from Rancho Seth and then leveled it out, drove over it, and it was fine. Because the laziest mailman, and we've been changing route drivers every 2 weeks. That's why if you want to come steal stuff, come down my road, but not around four. Because he won't just park and take one step out of his blessed little vehicle. And I found out I found out yesterday, because I took pictures, and he goes, well, where's the mailbox? I said, just out of view, right there. I said, if my finger, this one right here, if, in fact, here I have two, this, if this was the mailbox, that's where it is. I didn't photograph it. I'm showing you that the gravel is level, and the pothole that your guy made is now level. And he said to me, like, I know what the hell he's talking about. Let me go check the driver dismounts. God, that's called a driver dismount.
Oh!
Yes! And when someone says to me, let me go check my postal delivery guy's dismounts, I deployed him. I gave him the hard pass, Brian's disdainful of you.
Oh!
Look, it was, and he tried to shoot it back at me, the vexatious client look, and he was a lifetime ban off the Wiffle Ball League. I hope he hears that I have an awesome Wiffle Ball diamond, and I hope he asked about it. He did not. He couldn't get me out of there fast enough. But anyway, that's my local interaction. And I learned as I drove away with a single tear running down my cheek for treating another human being, for letting him have even a brief look at my disdain, I realized it's pretty lethal. And...
I don't know if I've ever seen it in the 2 years working with you.
I have no disdain for anything you've done.
Oh, wow.
I look at you with great admiration.
Oh, big time.
But, man, I'll tell you what. You say bruschetta or prosciutto, and you're gonna see it. Yeah, now that you know better, or you leave your carry-on at the treadmill, at the thingy, and you will see it when you come back and go, oh, hi, that's my makeup bag or whatever.
And if you don't need to go anywhere, probably a good idea not to.
Damn Skippy. Or I'm going to be on an electronic EQC billboard during bumper-to-bumper traffic. And you will see my disdain.
Let's ride.
So here's why you're not hearing. So the Trump lawyer, Sauer, is arguing in front of the Supreme Court that a president should be able to do anything ever that he wants to do. They always say, oh, he has to, what about SEAL Team 6? Whatever. Come on, if you're going to assassinate a political rival, you would use Meal Team 6. Doesn't matter. I'll go with SEAL Team 1. Just go kill that guy reading the teleprompter. My thing is, of course, the majesty of the court is legendary, and they're deliberative, and they're noble and the whole thing, but... Mike's in there is not such a great idea, because listen to Trump's lawyer. If your job is to sit there, even in a robe, in a Hugh Hefner shorty robe with a smoking pipe, this would be hard to listen to. So I have new respect for the justices, the associate justices of the Supreme Court.
Official acts.
If you look at the indictment here, there's a bunch of acts that we think are just clearly official. There may be allegations that mostly relate to what the government has described here as private aim or private end.
I would be deploying, and they have their portraits, their official Supreme Court portraits up on the screen. They don't look like that right now, as Dr. John Sauer, D. John Sauer is sounding like this. Now, I don't. Is it rude to tell someone take a minute and clear your throat? What if that person's RFK?
Well, not if it's in. I mean, if it's incurable, it's a little rude.
Well, I guess. But I would say if that's your vocal tick, I would think long and hard about you being the guy for 2 hours.
That those are private acts as opposed to official acts.
Communicating with the American public, communicating with Congress about matters of enormous.
Thank you.
Concern.
Thank you.
So mentally, I'm not taking his argument in. I'm just listening, and I'm wondering, what's wrong with his voice? Did you think maybe I'm in front of the Supreme Court today? Maybe scrape the chicken bones off my larynx or something? I don't know. I mean, now you got me in a corner where I'm making fun of something out of his control, and that's not what I want to do.
Presidential electors to obstruct the certification proceeding, and petitioner and a co-conspirator attorney directed that effort.
What are you, an elf?
You read it quickly. I believe that's private. I don't want to.
So those acts you would not dispute. Those were private, and you wouldn't raise a claim that they were.
Okay, so let's see if Greg studied his Supreme Court trivia last night. By voice, who is that? Make the call. I stipulate it's a female.
I didn't know the question was coming. Play it one more time.
Okay. All right. So this is why probably camera's a good idea. Okay.
No, name. Bad idea.
Are you ready to play Have you seen a free Supreme Court Associate Justice?
Slates of presidential electors to obstruct the certification proceeding and petitioner and a co-conspirator attorney directed.
Okay. That's Amy Coney Barrett for
sure. You're correct.
Yeah, I know that.
You're correct, sir.
Those dulcet tones.
And you know who it ain't, but that's me dealing in cliches.
Essentially, exactly right. And neither allegation.
That's Elena Kagan.
That's RFK Jr.'s lost cousin.
Well, look at that. It's time for a checking of your texting. 800-465-8770. And I already have a request to read people the Riot Act. With all this talk of uncivil behavior, when people say those punks at Columbia, they should be read the Riot Act. There is literally verbiage that has to be read by law in under King George I's Riot Act in 1715. You could not deploy the chaps with the sabers keen and the cutlasses shiny unless you had literally read the Riot Act. And tell them why they have been found naughty in my sight and they're about to be beheaded or musketed or whatever. I'll read you the Riot Act when we come back. And you can't talk me out of it. 800-465-8770. Back in a second. An update of local news. An update of what's on your mind. Check in if you're texting. Unless they're dirty, then I'll say a different word or beep it or something. Back in a second. AM 770 KTTH.
I want more. And I know I shouldn't.
AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here. Time for checking your texting. What about our NFL? What about our Seattle Seahawks draft preview? That's like the one thing that every radio show is doing this morning. We skipped that. We totally are skipping that ball. Like, we don't care. But we do care.
It's a new era for the Hawks, a new head coach this season.
I'll text Moyer. He's been ignoring us for a year now, and so I'll text him and ask him if he cares.
We like sports and we don't care.
So,
from shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Very quarterback dense draft. Lots of running back. The Seahawks really pulled many rabbits out of the hat last year. A bunch of rookies contributed. Otherwise, got to tell you. It's become a total bore. All the hype and the, you know, going an hour between picks and
people
and
should
thing.
Celebrate the NFL draft by going back and watching a rerun of the Chappelle Show when he did the racial draft and the whites drafted Tiger Woods, and it was hilarious. Much more entertaining.
Yeah, and I gotta say, the guy who, in the NFL, folks, if there's a quarterback available, you draft him. If he doesn't fill a need, he will. His presence will be needed somewhere else, and you'll get something for that. You'll get a known quantity, not a draft pick. Man, the kid I really want someone to do an intervention with is that quarterback at Arizona State, that Jaden, what's his name? Because he's never been hit by an NFL linebacker. And I'm that's great that he's thin, he's lean and athletic. But at some point, an NFL caliber linebacker athlete who outweighs you by 60 pounds he'll win the battle of the physics. And that's the thing I see, like the guy who's effectively the de facto number one draft pick, a Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams. Same deal. I would tell him, you should cheat and start writing out, dude. You're gonna break. You're going to be broken in half. Because there's no amount of flexibility you can have to defeat the math of it. But I'll say Geno is the guy. I'll buy it if I see if I buy what he's selling. If I smell what he's cooking. I gotta play you this video of The Rock. Okay, I mean. The ultimate flex is putting on the Twitter that you're super generous and that some guy wrote you and said, my dad is my hero and he works for a living. He cleans. He really needs a new truck. And then so you're The Rock and you deliver the guy for his 60th birthday a brand new lifted, like sexy, you know, Thurston County limousine. And so you put on video that you gave a guy a truck, and then you have to include in the video that your dad was your hero. And when he hit, and then without irony, he says, when he hit rock bottom, when he hit rock face, did that hurt? But when he hit rock bottom, he was okay. But anyway, it's, you know, it's cute. That's why he put it up, is so idiots like me will play it, but I'll be an idiot. I would say, though, I don't know, what's the Seahawks' highest pick? What's their first-round pick?
No clue.
Paul Moyer would have a clue, because he's paid to have a clue. So we'll see if we can get him on tomorrow, and we'll cut it apart. And I will find that.
Number 20 overall.
Oh, really?
No, that's not right. Fake news.
Brian, I think you made too much of that. 206 is Brian. I think you made too much of that English cavalry incident. You can never make too much of an English cavalry incident. It's clear they were just horsing around. Rein it in, man. You drew me in. He played me like a circus monkey.
Speaking of which,
951 says RFK Jr. botulinum toxin injections. This is the most common treatment for spasmodic dysphoria. Botox, or botulinum toxin, is injected directly into the muscles of the larynx to temporarily paralyze them, reducing the spasms and improving voice quality. And you look good from the inside out. Hey, that was mine. That was original. That was organic.
Text in about the juvenile who stole a purse from a woman outside a pharmacy in West Seattle and then ran from the cops after he was encircled by no less than five of them. A really stupid decision. I'm a retired cop. There is a saying, quote, the eyes don't lie. When contacting and detaining a subject, watch the eyes. The eyes dart back and forth looking for an escape route. Get ready because there's a pretty good chance the fight is on.
There you go. A man of experience. You may text at any time you win, you'll get the experience tab. So good for you. Yeah. When you're trained and then experienced, when you've done interrogations, field interrogations, I mean side of the road, but you still have ID on your hands, dude, and all that. Yeah, then you start looking for them calculating, can I escape these Americans? And you learn to recognize the physical precursors immediately. And when they show that, it's on. I'm multiple corrections here. 818. Why all these 818ers? Hey, smart guy, KC-46 is a 767, correct. Not a DC-10. The actual KC-10 is a DC-10. But, and that was a spectacular failure. But the KC-46 is the Boeing 767, which I've never been on.
Text from the 360, Brian. It's way too early to be laughing this hard on this practice Friday. You're killing me. Thank you. It is much needed. From the 323, Brian, can you rattle off everywhere that you've lived since birth in chronological order in under a minute, please?
Under a minute? there you go. Okay, so in chronological order. All right, so it's going to go Oahu, Honolulu, Port Angeles, Pullman, Seattle, North Hollywood, Burbank, Reno.
I did not know that.
Salt Lake City, Portland, Bosnia.
Wow.
Seattle, Monroe, L.A., Monroe, L.A.
At big time.
And then Gods County right now. So that I may, if I'm not giving you intercity moves of Modesto and the East Bay. But I meant to add in Reno, Motown, Modesto, East Bay, San Francisco. And then I forgot.
Police clap.
Oh, then Portland. And formats of radio, FM, mornings, rock, talk radio. So when you go the Bosnia to Seattle, that's the entry you to talk radio. And there are you. And I'm leaving out Baghdad, L.A.
Just limited to what we have seen.
Seattle. And now you're up to speed on that one. So,
wow, that was an extensive.
So the that was good list. Addenda, a good appendix on that one.
From the 509, Brian, were you able to mow your lawn last weekend? And did the mower Shaniqua start right up?
She did, because I have fuel stabilizer in there, because I'm not a mug at this game. So Shaniqua had fuel stabilizer, and the low octane in the two-cycle engine sparked right up.
Impressed.
And I do have a booster for 6-volt battery, but it was topped off. It's all good there. And no problems there. So I'm fresh out of excuses on the wiffle ball diamond, and I cut it to standard. So there's that, and I see no other, Turks and Caicos. Yeah, there you go. 66 adding something to the show. Good for you. 626 area code. Yeah. There's an American detained for one round of ammo at Turks and Caicos. And in my experience, in connecting through various European airports, even if you're an American GI with active duty orders and ID and a plausible story, I was on the range at Grafenwöhr yesterday at 1600. It's now 8 in the morning in Frankfurt. The round fell in my bag, which is a common story. They will still detain you because you have the Patronen. You have the round of ammunition. It's like, it's not going to go off by, they don't go off by themselves. Guns do, but these don't. But anyway, so we'll re-hit that, so to speak, that West Seattle, my new situational awareness criteria alert for your actions around a prescription, a drugstore in Seattle, or else they will close them. If you don't go, they will close them. But don't trust the young men anywhere. Anyone in a hoodie who's younger than 19, don't trust them. And I'll tell you why right after the same 770 KTTH. AM 770 KTTH. I don't know. I don't want him. I want him on my side. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Who's embittered about the fact that his dad died while he was still very young and apparently didn't get to see him play at University of Miami, or because he was never in the NFL. But anyway, how do you, if you're clean up on aisle daddy issues and you become Dwayne The Rock Johnson with a definite article in your name, not a rock or those rocks, but The Rock, then you go around the world cleaning up other people's issues on aisle daddy. And in this case, I don't know what this is apropos of or whatever, but I guess it's Project Rock. You write him with the correct sob story, and then he shows up, hugs your dad, and gives him a $28,000 truck. Pretty good Wednesday, right? But he's wearing a T-shirt that says Project Rock. Now I've seen Project Rock. Gives a guy a $35,000 pickup truck, and then tells him, "Don't throw up on my shoes."
And he speaks so highly.
Everybody misses her dad. You need to know that The Rock misses his dad.
He really deserves this.
Yeah, yeah. So you deserve it.
Everyone's blubbing. They're blub, 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 blub. Come here, bring it. You know, brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
So here, come here for a second. We'll just tell you guys something. I want you to have that truck. That's yours. And I'm also going to give you $100,000.
Oh, did I leave that out? Here, have a $38,000 truck, add $100,000. Project Rock is to barely make him threadbare, make him poor by the end of the year or something. But whatever you do, don't throw up on his shoes.
All right.
Is that gift or inheritance? It's gonna, two different taxes, man. Thanks for the headache, The Rock. But you got guys blubbing. You got sons hugging their dad and crying. I'm saying I love you, Daddy.
I love you, man.
Your dad saying back to you, I love you, man. Then you repeating, I love you, Daddy.
I love you.
No, I love you.
I love you, Rock.
I love you, Rock.
Think about it.
Hey, I just gave you $138,000. You can say my name correctly. I'm The Rock. That's called the definite article. Look into it. But anyway.
I'm sort of torn on this issue personally because I never want to.
It's like it set up emotion.
But here's the thing. I never want to decry any charitable effort from anyone, famous or not. Okay, so I've got that out of the way. And on the other hand,
then you got the soaking dog and the Sarah McLachlan music.
Right. I'm reminded of biblical wisdom. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others when you give to the needy. Don't announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues.
Always fights.
My wife and I used to get in these heated exchanges about this show, Extreme Home Makeover. Do you remember that? It was a huge hit.
Never watched it. Major networks. It was poop.
It aired from 2004 to 2012. And what they would do is they would
come in.
I want to thank you, Rock. But I'm giving you a truck and $100,000.
The impact that you made on myself.
Yeah, it's like manufactured emotion.
The show would feature these people who were down on their luck, and the network would come in and go, we're basically going to renovate your home and remodel it to the tune of a million dollars. Leave a pile of cash.
You'll see the same tears.
And I used to tell my wife, I get it. It's a nice gesture. It's wonderful. But one, they're broadcasting it to Virtue Signal to show how virtuous they are helping people. And second, they had people apply with their sob story to see if they might win a ticket to get their house remodeled, which I thought was sending a terrible message to people.
Yeah, and they're making it up at that point.
You audition your sob story, and then you're sending the message to people down on their luck, well, you just got to wait for your lottery ticket. It might come one day. If you hang around long enough, perhaps someone will swoop down from the heavens and save you, and if you just write the appropriate letter or roll the dice, you might win. And I thought that was a terrible message to send to people.
You want to make a horrible on-air bet? I will write to Eric's Little Heroes.
And I like Eric's Little Heroes.
You know what? And,
they're nice people.
I will have my kid play, little Johnny O'Halloran, and I'll say that I'm Big Butch O'Halloran, and that my husband, Benny O'Halloran, was called away by the Air Force and flown to Thule, Greenland to repair their soft serve ice cream machine, yogurt machine, for the fine men and women of the Air Force Bomber Command and America's defense. And in the quiet of the night, my dad is there standing before the soft serve ice cream machine saying, none dare pass. And after 5 days of being alone from him, he's back. Can we have that reunion at a Mariners game? Eric, we're counting on you. You've always been our little hero.
I'd be there.
How
for
much
that.
You want to bet I get a phone call by the end of the day before he hits reply on the email?
Okay, I understand your
because
point
when my husband comes through that tunnel wearing his U.S. Air Force faintly camouflaged kind of uniform, and my son, little Biffy O'Halloran, goes running up to him, unlike those kids last week that just stood there when they haven't seen their dad in 45 per diem days, 45 taxable days, whatever. He taps them on the shoulder. They turn around. They're like, we're saying play ball, Dad. You're interrupting us. We're supposed to say play ball.
Here's the counter argument I want to offer.
My kid will play reunified with parent.
Does televising or broadcasting acts that are good deeds towards others, does that inspire more people? Is there a ripple effect? Is there a contagious effect to seeing The Rock Dwayne Johnson be so giving, that people go, I'm inspired to do the same.
Emotional adherence. Everybody in TV knows that. So when I FedEx myself to my daughter's sophomore AP government lab in a box and I pop out of the box, and then I give you the backstory that I was deployed all the way to Gowan Field, Idaho, almost 6 hours and two tanks of gas away for almost 17 hours, and I haven't seen my kid since late last night. It is such a America hump thing. It's whenever I see those, I'm like, how long were you gone? Really? And you're in what service? How many times have you blown up, you son of a bitch?
I like those videos, and that's why I'm torn on this subject.
Yeah,
but when you jump out of the box, Brian, it sounds like this.
And that's why, to me, the ultimate one is wet dog on a short leash tied to a tree in some dirtbag's backyard, Sarah McLachlan. I will remember, you know.
I thought it was in the
take my money. They should just say, if you don't give us your money, we will buy an hour of this on TV. That is the biggest Debbie Downer ever, is animal cruelty thing. So anyway, he goes to the car, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I love you, Rock, gives him the car keys. See, that's the one there. And then the poor wet doggy, you know. Like the guy that went on that app and got a dog sitter, and the dog sitter abandoned his Shiba Inu because it had, what's it called? What does Biden have?
Memory loss?
It starts with a D.
Don't make us release our canine! Yeah,
that's right. mental, damn it, I have it now. I gave it to myself.
Cognitive decline?
Yeah, decline.
Dementia?
Dementia. There you go. Dog with doggy dementia. Guy hires a dog sitter. Dog sitter abandons the dog while he's on vacation. And yeah, I will deliver myself in a box to the last address you gave me where you are. And there'll be some decline on that one. So anyway, he's holding. There's a big, shiny, brand new truck lifted. There's $100, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is handing you car keys, and he says, I have a gift for you.
And my father, the money's amazing, the truck is amazing,
yeah.
But you've given us something that is far beyond a truck and $100,000.
So when his dad was going through a tough time, he went to work for himself, started a business cleaning, and then you get to hear the folksy anecdote about, but Rock, Why did your dad hit rock bottom? Why didn't he hit rock face?
Yeah, he was just telling me some of the stuff that you guys have gone through in the past. And here's what's crazy is when my dad hit rock bottom, the one...
Not rock face.
...job that he was like, I'm just going to do this. Just clean.
It's like our paths were coming.
And then guess what? The guy has a The Rock tattoo because he was smelling what The Rock was cooking in the 90s. And the tattoo now is all warped and all that. It's turned into...
People hearing this segment are shouting at their radios.
You are a murderer of love!
The tattoo is turned into Lucille Ball or something. And stuff. But anyway, it's manufactured emotion. The music, the whole thing.
Got a gift for you.
Really? I mean, if this was a show, it would be top five. The Rock gives crap away. Okay, that's like, and look at that. It's 9 o'clock. I haven't read People the Riot Act. That's going to be a new show. So I would say this does not at all correspond to the playbook for the real. This has been a horrible practice Friday. Okay, we're not on script.
I do. Here, come here.
He hands him the keys of the truck they're walking towards. So a big surprise. This guy has huge elephant earlobes on.
Let's ride.
On that. So anyway, don't hit rock bottom. hit rock face if you can, but bet you can't. That's the entire point. But
yeah, past. You're gonna do this. One job that he was like. Hit rock bottom. The one job that he was like, I'm just going to do this.
If he comes to town, I'll give you $10 to hit rock bottom. Run up to him. Go ahead. And so anyway. All right. We'll have a brand new Friday tomorrow. This is not a practice Friday. This has been a bad practice Friday. There'll be a draft. We'll talk Seahawks, all kinds of sports talk and stuff. And we'll just give junk away, man, just because. So towel your dog off. Be back at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, AM 770 KTTH.